So let's review. The next mission discusses halachas that pertain to achad asi yimei ziva. Midaraisa, when a woman initially sees dam, she's tamei nida for the next 7 days, and then she is tayvel and becomes tar. Thereafter, there's an 11-day period to be mei ziva as follows. If she sees dam on 1 or 2 days, she becomes tamei as a zava katana and requires shemer siyam keneged yeh. She must observe the next day to ensure that she's clean, and she's tayvel on that day and becomes tar. If she sees dam on 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zava gedayla and requires shiva nekiyam. She must observe 7 clean days, and on the 7th day, she's tayvel and becomes tar, and on the next day or later, she brings karban leziva and becomes permitted to eat kachim. And there's a machlekes regarding her raya yom achad asa, a woman that saw dam on the 11th day, the last day of yom leziva, whether she requires shemeres yom keneged yom. As the second half of the Mishnah explains, there's no machlekes regarding raya b'techir alaf yom, b'tavlo le'er b'shimsha, metamen mishke b'meisha b'chayavim b'karban. If a woman saw dam during one of the earlier days of yom leziva, she certainly requires shemeres yom keneged yom. Therefore, if she was tayvel and had relations with her husband on that night without shimer of the next day, they're both metame mishke b'mayshev. If they sat or stood on something meant for that purpose, such as a bed, shir, or mat, it becomes tame. And they're both chayev chatas, because as Rashi explains, in tvilas laila oila at shetishmer yem hamachris ktsas v'titvel. The tvila was not effective because she must observe part of the next day to ensure that she remains clean, and only afterwards she is tayvel and becomes tar. And the Mishnah continues, Tavla b'yem shal achra b'shim, shaharizu tar b'sra, umagoyin ubilasin teluyin. If she did observe 1 clean day and was tayvel and had relations during that day, this is a bad practice, because her status is still pending, and that if she subsequently has another eon that same day, she retroactively continues to be a zeva katana, and both are matame and chayev chatas. But if she does not have a eon that day, she was tar, and they're patur mekarban. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah teaches the case of Haroi Yom Achad Aser, V'tavlo Le'erev U'meshamsha. If she saw dam on the 11th and last day of the Meziva, and she was tayvel and had relations during the following night, there's a machlekes. The Meshami hold Mitame Mishke B'meisha V'chayav M'karben. Midai Raisa, both are Mitame and Chayav Chatas, because the Meshami holds Achad Aser B'yishimer. Even for Re'i on the last day, Shimer is required to achieve Tahara. Otherwise, she remains a Zabakatana. While the Besil hold Peturim M'karben. Midaraisa, both are tar and patur mekarban, because the Beisil hold achad asa lo b'yishimer. For Re'i on the last day, shimer is not required, and tefila alone achieves tara. But nevertheless, the Chacham initiated that mitamen mishke b'meishav, because gezeru yom yod alef otu teichir alef. It's a mitamo midaraisa acha tisper k'tzas yom. The Chacham initiated that for a Re'i on the 11th day, she is mitamen midrabanon, so that one should not come to be lenient with a Re'i on the earlier days in which she is mitamen midaraisa. And the Mishnah continues that their machlekes also applies in the case of Tavla b'yem shal achar b'shimsha as base of ach kach rasa. She waited and observed the 12th day, and she was tayvel and had relations on the same day. The Bishami hold mitamen mishka b'meisha b'paturin min hakarban. Midai raisa, both are tar and patur mekarban, because she had shimer. And the re'i later that day does not make her tummy retroactively as a zava, but only going forward she's tummy as a nida. However, the Chacham initiated that they are mitamen drabanon, because gezeru yud alef otu toich yud alef yem. The Chacham initiated that for a Re'i on the 11th day with Shimer, she is Metamei Drabanan, so that one should not come to be lenient with the Re'i on the earlier days, in which if on the next day of Shimer she was tayvel and then had a Re'i on that day, she is Metamei Deraisa retroactively. While the Beis Hillel say, Hariza Gargaron, this practice of not waiting until the end of the 12th day is considered gluttonous, because they might come to do the same on the earlier days of Yimei Ziva. But nevertheless, they're tar, because the Chacham did not initiate a Gezerah. And the Gemara elaborates on the machlekes as follows. The Bishami hold achad asa b'yishimer, because im shiva loy l'tuma yishva loy l'karben. Since teichir alf is matame and requires shimer, so to yom yod alf, which is matame, also requires shimer. While the Basil hold achad asa loy b'yishimer, because only teichir alf requires shimer on the next day, because yom shal achav mitstarfim oy l'ziva. A riyah on the next day combines to continue as a zava katana or to become a zava gedela, because it is still yimei ziva. While Yom Yod Aleph does not require Shimra on the next day, because She'ein Yom Shal Achrav shouldn't start from my Laziva. A Riyah on the next day does not combine to continue as a Zavah Katana or to become a Zavah Gedayla, because it's no longer Yimei Ziva, only Yimei Nida. The Gemara proceeds with the following statement of Rav Huna. According to the Bishamai, that whole Tavla B'Yom Yod Beis, V'achkech Rasa, Metam Mishka B'Meshav, because Gezer Yod Aleph Atu Tech Yod Aleph Yoyim. Accordingly, the Bishamai would also hold Tavla B'Sheni, Avah B'Shalai Rasa, Metam Mishka B'Meshav. A woman that had a re'ir during Teheichir Aleph, even though she had both Shimer and Tvila, she's metame midrabanan even without a re'ir, because gezeru le'rasa atu rasa. Vacham also initiated that on the Yom Shimer, even without a re'ir, she's metame midrabanan, because on this day with a re'ir, she's metame midaraisa. Rav Kahana, however, disagrees and says that the Bishamai hold the gezeru applies only regarding Tavla b'yem yud beis, v'achkach rasa metame mishkab u'meishav. Rav Kana, however, disagrees and says that the Beisham may hold the gzera applies only regarding Tavla B'Yamid Beis, the Achkech Rasa Mitam and Mishka B'Moshav. Because since she did have a Re'iyah, the Chacham were concerned that one might erroneously confuse Re'iyah Denida on the 12th day with Re'iyah Dezava of the earlier 11 days. However, the Bisham may agree that the Gezerah does not apply regarding Tavla B'Sheni, Av B'Shalei Rasa, Eimetamin, because since she did not have a Re'iyah, there's no room for any confusion.